Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. And this is going to be a quick one as I'm driving here. And today we're just going to talk about the word and the meaning behind relentless, okay? And what and how does that apply into this sport of running and overall distance training? We all know that it's a wonderful sport. It's it requires a lot of years to become a master at it, and it's never an easy sport. So the word relentless itself is it pretty much is what it sounds like. Relentless is that you never give up, no matter what the results are, and you just keep doing it until you get it right, and you don't ever give up. So that's the word relentless. I would say that describes my running career. That describes my intentions in the sport. I'm very relentless. As a lot of my teammates or friends that I used to run with are not running anymore, whether they have, you know, already achieved some good things, whether they just said, you know, they didn't want to do it anymore. But the word relentless for me just means that I have to go on until I get what I want, until I think, you know, what I want is worthy enough. And look, I've got my goals written down, and when I achieve them, I will not have a problem just retiring or not doing this at the level that I'm doing it, and I'll still be doing it for fun. But these are certain goals that I've set, honestly, back in like high school, you know, and it's been 17 years and still going strong, right? But I knew it would take a long time. Now, one of the biggest goals, and I'll be straight up honest, you know, because that's the way it is, was to make Olympics in 2016 for Rio. And at the time, the qualifying mark was 218, or 219, and I thought that was like within, you know, like I was a 225 guy at the time, so I thought, what, 6 minutes? So, you know, I moved to Kenya. I overtrained so hard, you know. I was trying to get that time so hard. I trained with the Kenyans, the groups. I really like did some phenomenal training out there, but it just resulted in nothing. I overtrained, and the first time in my life I really overtrained, guys. And I never really, like, I rarely do I ever overtrain. But I did overtrain that one season, and that's another topic, but I would not be able to even run 8 minute pace or stand up, and my heart rate would be like 120 just thinking about running. It was just a really bad situation, you know. It was like the excitement of wanting to be at Olympics, you know. I broke the cycle of stress and recovery, you know. Like, I deep inside I knew I was pushing the edge in my training with the Kenyans out there at high altitude, and the way I was, you know, 120, 140 mile weeks. I knew I was pushing the edge, but, you know, I had to take the risk. It was either I was going to make it or I wasn't, you know. And of course I didn't make it at the time, but I didn't know I was not going to make it at the time, you know. So, I mean, if you tell me I wasn't going to make it at the time, I wouldn't even be doing it. Now, if I could go back, you know, like, would I change a lot of things? Oh yeah, I would change a lot of things because of what I've learned, how I learned how to train more, you know. Obviously, but it is what it is. It's a lesson learned. You know, look, I at the end of the day, I ended up getting married to my wife in Kenya, and I had a son. So, you know, one dream went out of the way and another one came in. You know, it's how you look at it's how you look at these things. I really thought it was, when it comes to training, I really thought it was a lot of mistakes out there. But it wasn't an ideal place to chase your dreams. I would say so, because I had, you know, massage 3 to 4 times a week. I had really good fuel, good training, you know, like I was really able to do a good job. Now, the one of the things that I didn't have, and or I wish I would had, is that now I'm older, so I would understand like the stress, you know, how to monitor my, you know, my fuel intake and my stress. So nowadays with technology, we're able to do a little bit more. So I'm able to monitor my training, my heart rate variability, whether I'm overtraining, undertraining, you know, like I kind of knew it already then, but I didn't have all the, you know, it was too late when I found out that I was overtrained. But anyway, so relentless, right? After I failed at that, like, you know, that goal, because it was a huge goal, of course it was painful, I kind of like walked away from it, from running for a little bit in 2016. I just, you know, said, hey, I'm gonna go to work, you know, I got a family now, I'm you know, I gotta do all this thing of what I gotta do. And of course I went to work, and I did all that thing of, you know, how what everybody does, you know, you gotta put on the food on the table, you know, running doesn't exist, it didn't exist much at the time. Maybe, you know, me being me, I still try to run 30 miles a week, 40, 50, but I would try to find a race just to, because I wasn't training during the week, because I was just so mentally in the work, you know. But I knew deep inside that, and how many of you guys can relate with this, I knew deep inside I would be able to come back when my mind was ready, okay? When the mind was ready, and I was ready. But it took me a long time before I was really, you know, I think I started to get an excitement back for training. You could say maybe in 2019, once I settled down. So it took me like 3 years to kind of like, I would say, I call that like training, but not really, you know, just doing whatever, more like total fun. Like there's no like I can go to any race, I can go to anything, it wouldn't matter what I ran. So if I skip a day, who cares? If I skip a gym, who cares, right? It wasn't really that big serious deal. It was more of a, how I said, like from an amateur perspective in terms of training, which is fine, you know, because I had other responsibilities. And I still have other responsibilities now. But now I'm a little bit more settled down. You know, I figure out a few things, and I'm, what gives me time to train, what gives me time to seek my best. And I'm back at it. You know, I had a couple good years. 2021 was a good year. I ran a 106 half. You know, that's, I did step away from the marathon, and I've not come back to the marathon yet. I've run few in 2020, I did one, but it led to, you know, another disappointment of another disappointing race. So I decided that I'm going to need to take away time from marathon training, and I'll return to it when I'm ready. And I didn't know when that was going to be, but I said I will return to it when I'm ready. And I think it's time for me to return now. You know, I feel it. It's like, hey, you know, I've gone at this half for a few years now. I've run like 25 half marathons in the last 2 years. You know, I worked on my tempo, stamina, and that's my strong side. So I think I'm now able to maybe go back and prepare for a marathon. And I think that, you know, I am going to try again. I'm going to try again to do something that I expect out of myself. And that's what relentless is, guys. It's always figuring out a way, right? It sometimes seems like there is no way. Sometimes seems like, you know, nothing is there. We can't reach something. Things are against us. But that's what relentless people do. They figure out a way. You know, like, it's like, to me, is important. And I always said this. I think if many people, and this is always, of course, it comes from deep inside you. I can't force you to be like how I am. Neither do you need to be like how I am. But it's like a habit inside me. Since I've started running a long time ago, like, you know, I always was a fan of watching NBA games when I grew up, and watching competitive environments, watching just sports. And I always knew that I would be in some sport and chasing something at a higher level. Now, I don't know if I chose the right or wrong sport for my talent. I still think that, you know, I don't have the main talent, but I have some talent, and I have a very hard dedication and passion. So I think that it's just going to take me much longer than for, of course, I'm not going to run 204 or 58 half, but I am capable of doing some nice things that I plan. So I think it's important to be relentless. It's important to push and just because you fail at something doesn't mean that you're not meant for it. Doesn't mean that you're not good enough, or like, you know, that like you're a selfish person or something like that. It's nothing like that, because at the end of the day, you know, you're a lion. You know, you're gonna come back for your prey. You know, you're gonna come back for your food. If you didn't get it the first time, didn't get it the second, guess what? You're relentless. You are going to do it. And that's what I always talk about, what means being relentless. Never giving in. Let me tell you how much money, and somebody would be like, oh, haven't you wasted, like, you know, at least, I don't know, like, honestly, I don't even want to know, because I don't care. How much money have I wasted chasing my dream? I would even say, like, goodness me, with all the plane tickets and all my life traveling across the world, I don't know, it's got to be close to half a million, dude, if not even more, maybe a little less, but at the end of the day, it's like, even if I had that money, right, like, who cares about it? Well, I would still be miserable, because I wouldn't be at my dream, you know, like, how many planes I had to board when I didn't achieve my dream, how many times I had to get back on a plane and come home and tell, you know, everybody's like, how was your race? Ah, it didn't go so good. Didn't go how I planned. You know, like, how many times I had to do that? And it was painful for myself. But I just always knew that, like, even if I failed, like, 50 times at it, but if I got it right once, then that would make up for the 50. And that's what I've always done all my life, you know. I've always pushed the boundaries, and I always try to push. And guess I was never planning to end it. I was going to just go until I achieved my dream. I don't know any better. You know, maybe I'm like I said, maybe I'm dumb mentally, physically, whatever you want to call it. Maybe I'm like to push too much, but you know what? That's just who I am, and there's no way of changing that, you know? So it is what it is. So always, guys, remember to be relentless and to keep pushing, and being always very relentless. So, yes, guys, so I always tell everybody, you know, relentless is something that's inside you, right? We've heard words of like sisu, mental toughness for people, or desire, or within. When somebody says it's from within, what we're saying is that your toughness comes from within, from some sort of desire to be something that you've envisioned yourself. It's not something that I can make up or you can make up. It's either you have it or you don't, you know. It's not like we make these things up. So it's these things that, you know, if you have it in you, you always find a way to do it. You keep doing it until you get it right. And when you and sometimes even relentless, sometimes, of course, like at the end of our career, sometimes, right? Like even Michael Jordan, you know, and look at all the people that finished their careers. They still went on for another, you know, few years, and they still wanted to. They had they craved that competition. They craved the hard challenge. I'm the type of person that I just crave, you know, like to be my best. That challenge, you know, I just don't see any other. I can't imagine what else I would be doing. Like, I mean, I tried that whole thing of going to work, you know, like, you know, 9 to 5, and I just I felt lost when I was doing that. I felt like I felt dead inside. I was already dead inside. Like, I just didn't see. I didn't there was people that were extremely happy doing that. I wasn't one of them. I felt like I was limited in my, you know, creativity. I was limited in what I was doing for training, running, coaching. I just didn't enjoy it, you know, just for to get a paycheck, you know, like money is just, you know, it's not that important, to be honest with you. It's like the actual, you know, it's good to have money and then good to use that money to chase your dreams and to do things that you really love. But money by itself, as we said, it's not that important by itself. It does not give you value, right? Because you have to have some desire that you want to do with that money. And that's what maybe brings you that happiness, not actual product. But anyway, when I was a teacher for many years, I was not happy. I'm not going to lie. I don't really use words such as I hated it, my life, or I hated teaching, but I did. There was nothing about it that I liked, because I did like the kids, and I did like the relationships that I created with people, whether it's my workers, whether it's some of the kids, the administration. But in general, I did not enjoy. It was not me. I think I found out that, you know, I deep inside, I never wanted to be a teacher. And, you know, and that revealed when I was out there. So same thing for some of you. You could be like deep inside, you maybe never want to be a runner. Or deep inside that, you know, you ran and you got your goals and then you don't run anymore. And that's fine too, because maybe deep inside you never wanted to be a runner, or you only wanted to be at the highest level or whatever level. And then when you're not able to do that, you don't want to be part of the sport. Like when I was a teacher, I did not want to be part of the sport anymore, because I was already like getting worse and worse as a runner. Just because one of the things is, it's not that I knew I wouldn't come back. It just knew that I was going backwards. I was stressed out at work. And when you're stressed out at work, you're stressed out. Like when you try to run, you get like injured and you can't get a break. You can't like get a momentum going on. It's all about momentum. I always tell people that like I always race a lot, but sometimes I race even more when momentum is on my side. Momentum is something that's just like, it comes and goes, you know, it stays for a few weeks, 3 weeks. You gotta strike when you have momentum. When it's like a hot streak in NBA or football or baseball or soccer, whatever, when some team just is unstoppable, you know, you'd be stupid enough not to race or not to strike during that time. Because that's when we get our best. And then, you know, you keep training. And so you wait for these hot streaks. And then sometimes you get cold streaks, you know, it's like, I always keep training, you know, whether it's cold streak, hot streak. I mean, of course, everybody wants to enjoy better hot streaks. But to me, it's just training is training. I'm relentless. I keep pushing until I get what I want. And, you know, and I know what I want. And you know, it's going to take some time. And I don't know how long. I can't tell you how long it's going to take. But what I want you to know from this episode is, whoever you are, wherever you are, be relentless. Go and chase your goals. Like, look, you only get one shot at it, you know, do it right. And as my good old friend once told me, and this is how we're gonna end this whole thing, the clock is ticking.